好，首先让我们打开圣经啊，出埃及记第二章。
Please open your Bible to Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记第二章第一节，有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻，那女人怀孕生一个儿子，见他俊美，就藏了他三个月，后来不能再藏，就起了一个蒲草箱，摸上四天和四油石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在河边的芦丘中。孩子的姐姐远远站着，要知道他究竟怎么样。法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，他的使女们在河边行走，他看见箱子在芦丘中，就打发一个婢女拿来，就打开箱子，看见那孩子哭了，他就可怜他说，这是希伯来人的一个孩子。孩子的姐姐对法老的女儿说，我去在希伯来妇人中叫一个奶妈来喂你奶，这个孩子可以不可以？法老的女儿说，可以，同你就去叫了孩子的母亲来。法老的女儿对他说，你把这孩子抱去喂我奶他，我必给你工价。妇人就抱了孩子去奶他啊，孩子渐大，妇人就啊把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给孩子取名叫摩西，意思说因我把他从水里拉出来。
Exodus 2, verse 1. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got him a wicker basket and covered it over with tar and pitch. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. His sisters stood at a distance to find out what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the Nile with her maidens walking alongside the Nile. And she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid and brought it to her. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the boy was crying. And she had pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then the sisters said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go ahead." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. The child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses and said, "Because I drew him out of the water."
我们接下来看希伯来书第十一章二十三节。
Now we'll look at Hebrews 11:23.
希伯来书第十一章二十三节，摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因作信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
Hebrews 11:23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
一般的人都不会把家庭主妇看为是一份职业。
Most people don't consider housewife as a job.
只有银行的经理、会计师、护士、医生等等的、这些事业才是真正的职业。
People only consider true jobs as things like bank managers, accountants, nurses, and doctors.
不单这些人不认为家庭主妇不是一份职业。
Not only do people not consider housewife as a real job.
那么甚至一些做家庭主妇或者做母亲的都不认为是一位职业。
Even those who are themselves housewives or mothers don't consider it a true job.
被问起的时候。
When they're asked.
觉得不好意思。
They feel embarrassed.
我没有工作。
I don't have a job.
其实这句话不对。
Actually, this is not true.
母亲的工作比所有的职业来得更加的繁重。
The work of a mother is more important and more difficult than any other job.
不少有小孩子的女士，她们宁愿不要去宁愿去上班。
A lot of mothers would prefer to go to work.
好过在家里看顾孩子。
Rather than stay at home and watch the kids.
那么根据一个作者 Susan Lang 她写的一本书说没有孩子的妇女。
There is an author Susan Lang who wrote a book called Women Without Children.
那么她说一个没有孩子的妇女在一年里休闲的时间比一个有孩子的妇女多了三个月。
She said that a woman without children has three more months of free time than a woman with children in one year.
原因是一个有孩子的母亲。
The reason is that a mother who has children
比一个没有孩子的母亲一个星期里面她必须要花 3.5 小时的时间去做家务。
The reason is that a woman with children has to spend 3.5 hours more time doing housework.
11个小时去做孩子的事情。
And 11 hours more per week doing things with the kids.
那如果把这些时间加起来的话
If we add all this time up,
一年一共有750个小时。
In one year, that equals 750 hours.
这就等于三个月的时间。
This equals 3 months of time.
每天做10个小时，一个星期做5天。
And that's working 12 hours a day, 5 days a week.
所以一个没有孩子的妇女在一年内她的休闲的时间比有孩子的妇女多了三个月。
So a woman without children has 3 more months per year of free time than a woman with children.
做母亲是没有工假的。
And being a mother does not pay any wages.
但是根据一位律师Michael Minton 他在底特律的报章所发表的文章说
According to a lawyer named Michael Minton, he wrote an essay in a Detroit newspaper.
他说身为一位母亲
As a mother,
那么他的工作包括这些
Her job includes the following.
当司机
She has to serve as a driver.
园艺公园
A gardener.
家庭的辅导员
A family counselor.
维修工人。
A maintenance person.
清理工人。
A cleaner.
家务管理人。
Household manager.
厨师。
A chef.
室内的装饰人员。
Interior decorator.
护士还有等等的事情。
A nurse and many other things.
如果聘一个人来做这些工作的话。
If you hire someone to do this work.
所能够得到的工资一个星期有785块。
The wages they would get would be $785 a week.
一年的话，他的薪金是48,000块。
One year it would be $40,823.
这个是1981年的那个工资哦。
And this is wages from 1981.
我想今天可能应该是更高。
I think today it would be much higher.
所以母亲的工作是很伟大的。
So the work of a mother is great.
比任何的工作来得珍贵。
Much more valuable than any other job.
母亲对孩子的影响非常大。
Mothers have a great influence on their children.
我从历史人物还有圣经的话语。
From history and from the Bible.
我们可以看到母亲对孩子的影响。
We can see the influence mothers have on children.
那摩西的母亲叶基别今天你学到摩西的母亲她的名字叫做叶基别。
So today we learn that Moses' mother was named Jochebed.
她的母亲影响了摩西的一生。
His mother influenced Moses' whole life.
那摩西的母亲没有听法老王的命令而把摩西的生命保留下来。
Moses' mother did not follow the edict of Pharaoh, but rather she protected his life.
并且她还把自己的信仰传递给摩西。
And also she passed on her faith to Moses.
那么后来我们看到摩西成为一个神非常重用的一个仆人。
And later we see that Moses became a man who was a servant greatly used by God.
那么在圣经里面我们看到摩西是一个很伟大的一个人物。
We can see from the Bible that Moses is a great person.
然后他的名字经常可以在圣经看到。
You see his name often in the Bible.
啊，在出埃及记，我们可以单单在出埃及记，我们看到有261节经文谈到摩西。
There are 261 verses in Exodus that talk of Moses.
啊，然后在利未记有60节经文。
In Leviticus, there are 80 verses.
我在民数记一共有216节经文。
In Numbers, 216 verses.
我在生命记一共有35节经文。
Deuteronomy, 35 verses.
耶稣雅记有51节经文。
And in Joshua, there are 51.
我们旧约圣经里面其他的历史书一共有47节经文谈到摩西这个名字。
In the other historical books of the Old Testament, there are 47 verses that talk of Moses.
啊，诗篇还有先知书都有提到摩西的名字。
Psalms and the prophets also mention his name.
那么除了旧约圣经，我们也看到新约圣经也提到摩西的名字。
In addition to the Old Testament, we see his name mentioned in the New Testament as well.
啊，比如说在四福音书里面，我们看到37处经文提到摩西的名字。
In the four Gospels, there are 37 verses that mention his name.
然后在《使徒行传》里面有19节经文。
In the book of Acts, 19 verses.
然后新约圣经里面其他的书信都有22节经文。
In other books of the New Testament, there are 22 verses.
然后甚至在圣经最后一本书《启示录》也有提到摩西的名。
Even the very last book of the Bible, Revelation, mentions the name of Moses.
所以整本圣经一共有784节经文提到摩西的名字。
So the entire Bible, in the entire Bible, Moses' name is mentioned a total of 784 times.
啊，705节在旧约圣经。
705 times of those are in the Old Testament.
啊，79节在新约圣经。
79 in the New Testament.
所以摩西是神重用的一个仆人。
Moses was a servant greatly used by God.
然后他被看为是以色列人啊得到释放和立法的一个中间人。
He's seen as the one who liberated the Israelites and who received the law.
啊，摩西是一位学者。
He was a scholar.
啊，他是一位军人，他也是一位政治人物。
He was a soldier and he was a politician.
然后同时他是神人。
And he was a holy man.
他是其中在这个登山变相里面出现的一个人物。
He was one of those who appeared with Jesus in the transfiguration.
啊，他写了一首诗歌，记载在这个啊出埃及记第15章。
He wrote a song that appeared in Exodus 15.
那么这首诗歌将会在末日神显现他的荣耀的时候会唱。
And this song will be sung in the end times when God reveals His glory.
我们可见摩西是一位非常伟大的一个人物。
But we can see that Moses was a very great personage.
啊，摩西的伟大不是偶然的。
Moses' greatness was not accidental.
摩西的伟大部分是因为这位母亲叫做耶西别。
His greatness was in large part due to his mother, Jochebed.
啊，这位母亲影响了摩西的生命。
This mother influenced Moses' life.
让我们来看这位母亲。
Let's look at this mother.
所以在摩西还没有出生之前
，Before Moses was born，
然后法老王就下令所有希伯来妇女所生下来的孩子，必须要把它丢在这个尼罗河里面。
Pharaoh had ordered that all children born of the Hebrew women should be thrown into the Nile.
所以法老王所下的命令对于耶西别还有她的丈夫暗兰啊的信心是一个非常大的考验。
The Pharaoh's order was a great test for Jochebed and her husband Amram.
啊，主耶稣被生下来的时候，同样的面对啊摩西的父母亲所要面对的一个问题。
When Jesus was born, his parents faced the same problem as Moses' parents.
啊，如果你还记得的话
，If you still remember,
啊，主耶稣的父母亲必须逃离到埃及去。
Jesus' mother and father had to escape to Egypt.
啊，避免这个希律王的命令。
To escape this order of King Herod's.
因为当时希律王下令所有被生下来的 犹太人孩子必须要处死。
Because at that time Herod had ordered that all the recently born Israelite children should be killed.
那同样的，约基别所生下来这个孩子要面对好像耶稣父母亲所面对的。
In the same way, this child that Jochebed had given birth to had to face the same danger.
所以摩西父母亲想办法怎样保留这个孩子的生命。
So Moses' mother and father had to think of a way to save him.
不多的母亲必须在这个极困难的境况里面养育一个自己所生下保留和养育一个自己所生下来的孩子。
Not many mothers have to try to raise and protect a child in such a very difficult situation.
摩西成为神一个重用的人物。
That Moses could become such a man greatly used by God.
不是偶然的。
Was not an accidental thing.
所以在摩西这个成长的过程当中，
As Moses was growing up,
他的母亲约基别影响了他的生命。
His mother Jochebed influenced his whole life.
刚才我们看希伯来书第十一章二十三节。
Hebrews 11:23 that we just looked at.
摩西生下来，他的母亲见他是个俊美的孩子，就因作信啊，请注意，就因作信，把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child.And they were not afraid of the king's edict.
所以王所下的命令是人必须要感到害怕的。
The edict of a king is something that people should be afraid of.
但是我们知道，根据这节经文说，摩西的父母亲他们没有害怕。
But we can see according to this verse that Moses' mother and father were not afraid.
因为他们是敬畏神的人。
Because they had a great fear of the Lord.
他们知道一切的事情都有神在掌权。
They knew that everything was under God's control.
他们不决定不把这个孩子丢到河里去。
They decided not to cast the child into the water.
因为他们相信神必会为他们安排一个出路。
Because they had faith that God would prepare a way out of this for them.
因此神纪念他们的信心。
And so God remembered their faith.
那么在这种情况之下，很多父母都不会要生孩子。
In this kind of situation, many parents would decide not to give birth to a child.
但是摩西却是在这种情况之下被生下来的。
But Moses was born in this situation.
那么这些事情的发生都有神的旨意在当中。
This thing that happened was because of God's will.
时间到来的时候，神要把以色列人从埃及地领出来。
At the point of time, God would lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
因为神在四百年前给亚伯拉罕的预言要应验了。
Because the prophecy that God had given Abraham 400 years ago had to be fulfilled.
在创世纪十五章十三节到十四节这么说。
It says in Genesis 15:13-14.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要的地却知道，你的后裔必聚居别人的地，又服侍那地的人。”那地的人要苦待他们四百年。
God said to Abram, Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years.
并且他们要服侍那国，我要惩罚，后来他们必带着许多的财物从那里出来。
But I will also judge the nation whom they will serve, and afterward they will come out with many possessions.
这个预言必须要应验。
This prophecy must be fulfilled.
神借着这个被生下来的孩子应验这个预言。
And God used this child that was born to fulfill this prophecy.
那么神后来借着摩西把以色列人从这个埃及地领出来。
And God later used Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以约基别这位母亲相信神比法老王更大。
Jochebed, this mother, believed that God was greater than Pharaoh.
所以她保留着摩西的生命。
And so she protected Moses.
我们都认同约基别保留了摩西的生命。
We can understand why Jochebed would protect Moses' life.
啊，他知道神在这个孩子身上有他的旨意。
She knew that God had His will for this child's life.
如果没有摩西，就没有神的律法。
If there was no Moses, there would not be God's law.
神的律法就是圣经前面的五本书。
The law of God is the first five books of the Old Testament.
啊，创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记，还有生命记。
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
啊，这五本书我们称它为摩西五经。
We call these five books the Torah or the Pentateuch.
没有摩西五经，就没有旧约圣经其他的书本。
If we didn't have the Pentateuch, we wouldn't have the other books of the Old Testament.
也不会有新约圣经。
And we wouldn't have the New Testament at all.
因为新约圣经是建立在旧约圣经的基础上。
Because the New Testament is established on the foundation of the Old Testament.
所以他们有了这个孩子了。
So they had this child.
所以一记别跟她的丈夫黯然进他们的灵里，啊，把这个孩子隐藏起来。
And Jochebed and her husband Amram did their best to hide the child.
啊，他们把摩西隐藏在尼罗河边的一个很简单的一个住家。
They hid him in a very simple house on the river's edge.
那么圣经告诉我们说，他们隐藏了这个孩子三个月。
The Bible tells us they hid him for 3 months.
啊，在这个三个月的时间里面，他们能够保留着这个摩西的生命。
During this 3 month period, they could protect Moses.
啊，都是有神的安排。
This was according to God's plan.
但是约基别隐藏摩西只能隐藏到三个月。
So Jochebed protected him for 3 months.
啊，不能够隐藏下去了。
And could not continue after that to protect him.
啊，他们就必须要想一个办法，要怎么处理。
They had to think of a way to protect him further.
啊，他们相信神会预备出路。
They believe, they have faith that God will prepare a way for them.
因为刚才我们在希伯来书看到他们对神是有信心的人。
Because as we just saw in Hebrews, they were people of faith, great faith in God.
然后那时他们就想到神如何拯救挪亚一家。
At that time, they thought of how God had saved Noah and his family.
那么神吩咐挪亚建造一只方舟来拯救他们的一家人。
God ordered Noah to build the ark to save him and his family.
当他把这个方舟建造之后，
After he had built the ark,
然后他们和家人就进入这个方舟里面。
They all boarded it.
然后洪水就来了。
And then the waters came.
他们的生命却因着这个方舟被保住。
But their lives were all saved because of the ark.
所以约基别跟他的丈夫就他们是这样想。
And so Jochebed and her husband Amram were thinking of this.
那么神既然拯救了这家人，
since God had saved this family,
啊，以这个方舟来拯救这家人，
and He used the ark to save the family,
啊，神必定会啊保住这个孩子的生命。
God would certainly save this child's life.
因此他们就想到把这个孩子放在这个草箱里面去。
And so they decided to put the child in a basket made of reeds.
然后把这个草箱放在这个尼罗河上。
And then put it into the Nile River.
所以出埃及记第二章第三节这么说。
And so it says in Exodus 2:3.
那么后来不能再藏了，就起了一个蒲草箱，啊，抹上十天和十油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子隔在河边的芦丘中。
But when she could hide him no longer, she got him a wicker basket and covered it with tar and pitch. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile.
啊，他们知道不能够再隐藏这个孩子了。
They knew that they couldn't continue to hide the child.
啊，只好把它放在这个草箱里面。
And so they put him into the wicker basket.
啊，让他在河上漂流。
And just sent him to float along the river.
啊，他们相信神会保护这个孩子。
They had faith that God would protect the child.
摩西的父母亲这样做，是因为他们对神有信心。
His parents already had faith in God.
啊，就好像刚才这节经文说，摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
As it said in this verse, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
那么请注意这节经文后半句。
Look, please pay attention to the last half of this verse.
啊，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
Actually, the first half in English. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months.
所以摩西的父母亲因为相信神而不怕亡的命。
Moses' parents, because they had great faith in God, did not fear the king's edict.
而没有把摩西丢在这个河里去。
And they didn't cast him into the river.
还把孩子隐藏了三个月。
They hid him for 3 months.
啊，但是我们知道他们不能够隐藏了，就把这个孩子放在这个草箱。
But we know that they couldn't continue to hide him, so they put him into the basket.
然后把箱子搁在河边的芦丘中。
And they placed it in some reeds near the edge of the river.
啊，不晓得你们在中有没有看过这个《十诫》这部电影
？Oh, I don't know how many of you have seen the movie The Ten Commandments.
啊，我们看到摩西的姐姐站在河边，看着这个草箱在河上漂流。
We can see in the movie Moses' sister standing on the riverside watching him float.
啊，圣经这么记载。
The Bible records it this way.
孩子的孩子就是摩西嘛，孩子的姐姐远远站住，要知道他究竟怎么样。
His sister stood at a distance to find out what would happen to him.
那么这个草箱在河上漂流。
As this basket was floating on the river.
那么正好这个法老王的女儿在河边洗澡。
Right at this time, Pharaoh's daughter was bathing in the river.
那么当时她看到这个草箱在河上漂流。
And she saw the basket floating on the river.
啊，她就打发一个婢女把它拿上来。
And she sent one of her servant girls to go and fetch it.
啊，拿上来之后就把这个草箱打开。
After the girl had brought it to her, they opened the basket.
那么她看到这个婴孩在哭，因此她可怜这个婴孩。
They saw the child crying inside, and they had mercy or pity on him.
啊，正好这个时候，摩西的姐姐她就对这个法老王的女儿说
，And just at this time, Moses' sister said to Pharaoh's daughter,
我去在希伯来人的妇人当中找一个奶妈
，Shall I go find a woman from the Hebrews to feed him?
啊，喂你奶这个孩子可以不可以
？That will feed him for you. Can I do that?
啊，这个姐姐好像非常聪明。
Yeah, this sister was very smart.
啊，法老王的女儿一口就答应了。
Pharaoh's daughter agreed immediately.
所以这个姐姐就把这个奶妈叫来。
And so the sister went and found a wet nurse.
啊，我们知道这位奶妈就是摩西的母亲叶基别。
And we know that this woman was Moses' own mother, Jochebed.
所以摩西的这个法老王的女儿就对摩西的母亲说
，And so Pharaoh's daughter said to Moses' mother,
你把这个孩子抱去喂我奶他
，Take this child and nurse him for me.
啊，我必给你工价
，And I will give you wages.
啊，你们看鸡孩子有没有工价
？Those of you who watch kids, do you get paid for it?
啊，多么好，看自己的孩子还有工价。
It would be great if you could watch your own kids and get
bored. 啊，这个真的是求之不得。
That would be great.
啊，求之不得。
No, 求之不得。I that one I don't know how to do.
你们明白了哈？
So how do you?
所以叶基别他把这个孩子养大。
Jochebed raised this child.
啊，等到他到了某一个年龄的时候，把他交回给。法老王的女儿。
She raised him to a certain age and gave him back to Pharaoh's daughter.
那么圣经没有告诉我们大概到底摩西当时几岁。
The Bible doesn't say at that time how old Moses was.
啊，当他被叫回去的时候。
At the time he was given back to Pharaoh's daughter.
啊，法老王的女儿就给他起名叫摩西。
She gave him the name Moses.
所以他很迟才有名字的。很迟，就是 very late.
Oh, she had a name. She gave him a name very late.
Yeah, 所以那个意思就是因我把他从水里拉出来。
And the meaning was because I pulled him out of the water.
所以在这里我们看到摩西的父母亲啊，或者摩西的母亲怎么有了这个孩子。
And so we see here that Moses' mother had this child.
然后把它隐藏起来。
She hid this child.
啊，然后还有机会养育他一段时间。
And she had the opportunity to raise him for a period of time.
啊，神的安排非常的奇妙。
God's plan was so miraculous.
啊，母子本来要分开的。
The mother and son originally were going to be parted forever.
然后从今以后不能够再见面了。
Never to see each other again.
啊，但是神的安排是人没有办法想象。
But God's plan is outside the imagination of man.
然后孩子最后回到母亲的身边。
In the end, the child came back to his own mother.
叶基别是一位敬畏神的人。
Jochebed was a woman who greatly feared the Lord.
啊，她知道这位耶和华神是创造天地万物的神。
She believed that Jehovah God was the God who created heaven and earth.
那么除了创造这个天地，
In addition to creating heaven and earth,
我们知道神也创造了人。
We know that God also created man.
但是人后来犯罪了。
But later man sinned.
那么神后来用洪水来毁灭这个世界。
And God used the flood waters to destroy the earth.
只留下挪亚一家人。
And he only left behind Noah and his family.
那么后来这一家人传宗接代。
Noah's family continued to grow.
啊，生了亚伯拉罕。
Later there was Abraham.
啊，然后亚伯拉罕生了以撒。
Abraham gave birth to Isaac.
啊，以撒生了雅各。
Isaac fathered Jacob.
还有雅各生了十个孩子。
And Jacob fathered 12 sons.
这十二个孩子成为以色列人的十二个支派。
These 12 sons became the 12 tribes of Israel.
那么十二个孩子当中有一个叫做约瑟。
Out of these 12 sons, one was called Joseph.
被他的弟兄们卖到埃及去。
And he was sold by his brothers into Egypt.
那么圣经告诉我们，约瑟是一个敬畏神，而且是一个正直的人。
The Bible tells us that Joseph was a greatly feared the Lord, and he was also a very upright man.
然后有一次他被试探，但却没有犯罪。
One time he was tempted, but he did not sin.
虽没有犯罪，但他被人冤枉，被关在监牢里面。
Even though he didn't sin, he was still charged and imprisoned.
圣经也说，在监牢里面，神与他同在。
The Bible also says that God was with him in prison.
他把法老王的梦解开了。
He explained the dream of Pharaoh to him.
那么得到法老王的看重。
And he became greatly important to Pharaoh.
把他升成埃及的首相。
And later he became the prime minister of Egypt.
那么后来约瑟把他所有的家人就招来带到埃及地去。
Later Joseph brought all of his family into Egypt.
我们看圣经的话，这些人后来生养众多。
When we look at the Bible, these people had a lot of descendants.
人越来越多。
They became more and more.
成为法老王的一种威胁。
And they became servants of Pharaoh.
然后法老王就开始迫害他们。
Pharaoh began to persecute them.
把他们所有的犹太人都成为埃及的奴仆。
And all of them became slaves in Egypt.
但是我们看到圣经，刚才我们看那段经文在旧约里面的预言。
But we see that prophecy from the Old Testament that we just looked at.
神应许亚伯拉罕说，他会把以色列人从埃及为奴之家把他们领出来。
That God had promised He would bring them out of slavery in Egypt.
所以在摩西这个成长的过程当中。
During Moses' childhood.
那么很自然的叶基别会把神在希伯来人的身上所作所为都告诉摩西。
Jochebed very naturally told Moses all that God had done for the Israelite people.
然后同时他也告诉这位耶和华神是创造天地万物的神。
She told him also that God was, Jehovah God was the one who created heaven and earth.
就好像我们看创世纪的时候，神起初创造天地。
Just as we see in Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth.
那么因此摩西在很小的时候就成为一个信神的人。
And so Moses from a very young age became a believer in God.
所以耶基别在摩西的身上的功夫是没有落空的。
And so all the effort that Jochebed put into Moses was not wasted.
当耶基别把这个孩子送回给这个法老王的女儿的时候,
When Jochebed gave the child back to Pharaoh's daughter,
那么这个孩子已经是一个信神的人,
he already had faith in God.
所以这位母亲带给摩西的影响是不可以否认的。
So the influence that this mother had on Moses cannot be denied.
因为从圣经里面我们看到神怎么重用这一个仆人。
As we can see from the Bible how greatly Moses was used by God.
摩西从一个信神的人进入一个不信神耶和华神的一个社会里面去。
Moses went from a family who believed in God to a society that did not believe in the true God.
因为从那时候开始，他必须要接受法老王的教育。
From that time, he had to accept the education of Pharaoh.
这个不是一个简单的事情。
This isn't a simple situation.
他必须要面对这个属世世界所带来的冲击。
He had to face the attacks that come from this worldly society.
摩西知道自己是一个希伯来人。
Moses knew that he was a Hebrew.
而不是埃及人。
He wasn't an Egyptian.
然后同时他也知道自己的人在受苦。
He also knew that his own people were suffering.
是的，耶基别这个母亲所带来的影响是没有落空的。
This influence that Jochebed had on her son was not wasted.
那么虽然摩西受到这个属世的价值的影响。
Even though Moses faced the attacks from worldly points of view, he never lost his faith.
不但没有失去他的信仰,
not only did he not lose his faith,
他还成为一个被神所重用的一个人,
he became a man who was greatly used by God.
那可见这位母亲的功劳在神的眼中是何等的大。
So we can see that the work that this mother did in God's eyes was so great.
所以在众，如果你们是做母亲的，
so those of you here that are mothers,
你那份工作，
this job, this work,
非常伟大的，
it's very important.
以后别人问你的时候，你做什么？
Afterwards, when people ask you what work do, what will you say?
你不要跟他们说我没有做工。
Don't say I don't have a job.
其实我做这份工是非常尊贵的。
The work that I do is very valuable, is what you can say. Let's use a little time to meditate on today's message. Let's quiet our hearts before the Lord. We see from the verses today how a mother can influence her children.
是的, 母亲这个责份是非常尊贵的。
We can see how valuable the job of mother is.
所以在众所有 做母亲的,
so those here who are mothers,
你当把这个职分看为是非常珍贵的。
May you see that this job is so valuable.
亲爱的父神, 我们为在众的母亲祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for the mothers in our congregation.
求主你赐给他们足够的信心。
Give them enough faith.
能够当起这个岗位,
that they can serve in this position.
来尽他们的责任,
and fulfill their duties.
把他们的孩子带到神的面前,
and bring their children before the Lord.
让这些孩子成为神被重用的人。
That their children may become those who are used by God.
求主父神你赐福给他们。
Lord, please bless them.
你的恩惠，你的慈爱，一生的随着他们。
That your grace and mercy will follow them all the days of their lives.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.